Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I met you, you were...
We've been here 3 hours. American Airlines sucks. They decided, for whatever reason, to screw everybody on this flight. It just frustrates me that some industries just get to screw you over and go, nah, you got to fly at some point, right?
It is Gustavo. That's a TYT viewer.
And I'm hungry, and I'm tired. And so, like, you know me, I get more agitated when I'm hungry and tired. So, look, if you guys think this is bad, wait till... If that plane doesn't actually come from the hangar in 20 minutes...
Is the flight coming? Come on, supervisor. Is the flight coming? Supervisor, you at least got to be honest. Is there a flight? Is there a plane? You got to be honest. Is there a plane? Is there a plane? Is there a plane? Where is it? Where is the plane?
No, but listen, if we just sit here and take it, they'd have us here until 6 in the morning, and then they'd f*** us even harder, okay? So, I need to... You're a supervisor, aren't you? Where is the plane?
Sorry, I'm not going to answer your question.
No, I know, because I've been here for 4 hours. Don't give me this. Where's the plane?
Here, I got a question for you. When did you make the decision that we weren't going to have a plane? When did you make that decision? Who made the decision? Who made the decision that we weren't... It's funny to you, right? It's not funny to us. Who made the decision? Who made the decision? Who made it? Well, who is it then? That's what I'm asking. Whose fault is it? Whose fault is it? Is there a crew? Is there a crew? Is there a crew?
Okay,
let me whisper it. Is there a crew? Is there a plane or a crew?
Your plane is already on its way from the hangar.
No, 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 but they told us that 4 hours ago. Is it actually coming?
A lie after lie.
Is it actually coming? Because I literally heard it was coming from the hangar 3 hours ago.
He tells you, though, that he really loves. He doesn't attack the animals.
The benevolent dictator of the world, I would legalize bestiality where you are giving... You are pleasuring the animal.
That guy's got...
You see what I'm saying?
I see what I'm saying. That guy's got some creepy lips, man. He talks about a dictator that wants to have worldwide legalized bestiality to pleasure animals. And see, it's almost evil to even cover what he's doing. Like, I never thought about pleasuring animals. And then, like, there's this big, fat, gross dude that defends Nazi collaborators and says, I'm the worst person in the world, but that he's doing all this. Okay, we've got huge coronavirus news. Mike Adams pops in at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to go to your phone calls as quickly as possible. These are all great callers, but Judy and Austin and Robert and Hobbs and Carlos and Bob and John and Tim and Chase. So Chase always calls in, and it's not first-time callers. That's fine. So everybody can call in today. Agree, disagree. And we can cover whatever topics you want, so that's all coming up. And then I guess I'll just do this at the start of the next segment. I'll talk about some personal things that have gone on with me that are interesting and that you should know about here first before the spin doctors have had their chance to have fun with it. And I don't want to tell them, but there's no such thing as bad press. And just because they put out fake stuff doesn't hurt us, because people know they're a bunch of liars. Because I'm going to tell people the exact truth when I come back. So get ready for that on the other side. Don't tell anybody we're talking about it, all right? So I love how the corporate media will just ignore whatever I say on a topic, even though it's about me, and just say they're lying. But you hear it, and then you promulgate it. And without you, I am so dead in the water. But that's okay, because the Alamo went down in flames as well. And I'm not looking forward to that, but I'm not afraid of it. And I kind of am looking forward to it. Why not enjoy it?
We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com. The destiny of humanity. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com are the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today. Your host into the second hour, taking your phone calls on this live March 10th Tuesday transmission. We have Mike Adams popping in at the bottom of the hour with huge news. Is he right in saying this? But the model show in Europe, that's what Israel and Italy are doing. Breaking new analysis reveals President Trump must lock down the USA just like Italy in order to break the chain of exponential spread of coronavirus. All air traffic and road traffic must be halted. I'm not saying that. That's what the math shows, according to Mike, who's been dead on so far. And, boy, I sure hope he's wrong now. So that's coming up, and we'll just continue with your calls after that. I'm about to go to your calls here in a moment. Now, that said, I want to not just get ahead of something, but I actually enjoy talking about this because it was quite the experience to see what's going on in this country and to go through it myself. Now, I talked about this on air quite a bit, that I've been a heavy drinker at times, not drunk at times, probably went more than 4 months just last year not drinking at all. And I've certainly gotten to the point where I don't have more than a beer or a glass of wine and drive a car, because then I know that I will never blow above 0.8. And I've had police pull me over. And I'm totally honest. Yeah, I had two beers about 2 hours ago at a Mexican food restaurant or whatever. And they talked to me, and that's it. Well, last night I'd been out at a Japanese restaurant with my wife. And got this little bitty tiny bottle of sake. I mean, just it's a little bitty shot glasses of it, but it's just a tiny little bottle of sake, maybe 16% alcohol. She didn't drink a lot of it. We didn't even finish it. I drank probably half of it. We go home later, need something from the store. I drive out, lights turn on, pulls me over, says, oh, you match the description of a black car we heard with some domestic dispute in the area. I go, okay, well, how was I speeding? He goes, yeah, 5 miles over the speed limit. Need you to get out of the car. So I get out of the car, and he says, you've been drinking? And I said, yeah, about 2 hours ago, I went and ate at a Japanese restaurant and had a small bottle of sake with my wife. He says, all right. Then he starts having me do these, what do you call them? Yeah, sobriety check, where you stand on one foot and look at the other for 10 seconds. He shows me what to do. He can't do it. And goes, oh, well, that's my weight. That's my belt did that. So I start laughing. Then I knew I wasn't being mean. I was just like, so I did it, but I was wobbling at 10 seconds. And he goes, well, that's it. You're going to jail. And I said, man, I just told you I had hours ago alcohol, probably not even in my body. And he said, well, you failed this part. I said, were you going to breathalyze me? He goes, no, they do that at the jail. So we got there in like 20 minutes. They go in and they have me blowing. They go, keep blowing. So I leave and they put me in the tank. A next guy comes through. He goes, I heard Alex Jones is here. He goes, there he is, Alex Jones. He goes, they're all in there saying that you literally don't have any alcohol in your blood at any level. They can barely even pick up, and you shouldn't be here. This is crazy. Why are you here? And it wasn't until I got out this morning that I actually got the paperwork. And that's what's really weird, is that there were two guys in there getting tested, hearing that basically alcohol didn't even show up. And I'm not saying a conspiracy here. I'm not saying the police are out to get me at the local level. But still, the level they had was below the law and legal. So, there you go. But when you see this hit the news, and I welcome the policy. Look, bring it. It'll be Jones arrested for DWI. And then whatever, Sandy Hook, and you know they're going to put that in there. Sandy Hook denier arrested. And be like, well, you got arrested for Sandy Hook. I mean, that's what they always say. And it'll just be some wild-ass stuff, and I wanted you to hear it up front. Because I was being told this by folks that came out of there going, yeah, they were talking about Alex Jones is here, and he didn't. The first test showed no alcohol, and they couldn't believe it. And, wait, it's him. So they kept having me blow and blow and blow and blow. And I was like, and I mean, because I'm a big guy, man, a little bitty bottle of wine at least 2 hours before. And I've been at home in the hot tub drinking. I mean, I did not have zero buzz, just zero. And I'm like, dude, you can't stand on one leg like you just wanted me to. I did it better than you did. And he had this light in my eyes and all this other crap. And, man, he sipped over the light over the other side, like, just for a minute. And I finally get tired of you. Oh, involuntary. I'm like, no, dude, I'm not going to stare for 1 minute at your light pin. So he wanted me. And he got me. But then I learned from the jail guards. They go, no, Travis County had the lowest level of arrest in the country. Or as a country, it used to be the Lone Star State in Texas. And so they had all this heat on them. I pull up the articles. It's true. And so now it's not that deputy that did this. It's just they pull you over and you're truthful and go, yeah, I had two beers a couple hours ago. You're arrested. Doesn't matter. It's legal. So all these restaurants and all these bars in Texas and all over the country, you can't, they'll sell you beer. They'll sell you wine. They'll sell you liquor. You can't drink one drink. And I've been reading about Mothers Against Drunk Driving. You can't do this anywhere in the country now. One drink. They don't care if you're below the amount. Now, he gets beaten in court, but it's insane, folks. They're now arresting people and taking them to jail, and they're continuing prosecutions that show zero alcohol. I've got news articles on that. So this will just be a huge another thing. But you know what? I didn't even want alcohol when I started back on New Year's drinking some more. And so I'm going to have that power over them that I'm going to 100% quit so that they can never again. But, man, it's weird. You go to a restaurant, they're like, hey, want wine, want beer? You can't have one. The bottle of sake was this tall between two people. And let me just show you. Hell, we're the show me show here, you know, like Missouri. Let me show you right here. Dr. McCann shot, please. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Here is my alcohol test right here. Two of them they put on there. 0.076. It's 0.08. The one, and so they even lowered it. And that's like one beer, basically. And then 0.079. They kept testing, but that's the best ones they can get right there. So, Alex Jones, there's your takeaway. Innocent. Alex Jones arrested for DWI and was below the legal limit. But when they put it out in the news, it will be the exact opposite giant fiasco that I was, you know, murdering children and running around with sickles, chopping people's heads off and burning down houses with canisters of gasoline and snorting 14 foot lines of cocaine and shoving bottle rockets up my rear end. I mean, by the time they're done, it's just going to be, oh, he's arrested. Ah! But for me, what was crazy is the cop goes, I'll do a demonstration. He goes, and then you just for 10 seconds, you do this. And he goes, oh, sorry, my belt was a. Dude, it's hard to sit there and step on one foot with the other foot an inch off the ground and look at your foot. You try it. I was doing it this morning, and I was having trouble. I did it better at 10 o'clock at night going to get ice cream. So I can't wait, even if they try to continue, because when you're under the law, it gets thrown out. But they didn't even try to continue claiming some sobriety deal. That's great, because I'll just have the cop on the squad car video unable to do it for 3 seconds. How the hell? The guy's in good shape, by the way. I'm like, dude, you can't. Later in the car, I'm like, you can't do. Oh, my belt was. Oh, give me a break, dude. I did deadlifts yesterday. It was 10 o'clock at night. I've been in a hot tub. I've been doing other things, too, you know, with the old lady. I mean, I was relaxed. I was tired. I went out to get Bluebell ice cream. And, you know, this stuff's going on. But it, listen, it's okay. I don't blame that guy because that's mothers against drunk driving. You know, used to the alcohol limit was like three times what it is now. But now, ladies and gentlemen, I want drunk drivers arrested. I want illegal aliens plowing folks over arrested. But citizens, here's the thing. Restaurants should not be allowed to sell alcohol if these laws continue. You shouldn't be able to serve somebody a beer. If they drink that 16-ounce beer and walk out, they're going to go to jail. So I called for all restaurants and bars to be shut down. Seriously. Because you can't go in one and have two beers and then not go to jail. So, hey, I'm ready for the mainstream media attention. Bring it to me because the listeners know you're a pack of lying scum. Travis County, great folks. We understand you got a quota. It's okay. Plus, I told you I only had a small amount.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, I got one rule today going to calls. I'm going to talk about me or the story I told about last night, any of it. I want to move forward with this coronavirus and the clear fact that it is a bioweapon meant to disrupt the U.S. economy. The hype around it is the weapon. How deadly the virus is, that's open for discussion. But you could hypothetically all day talk about just shut everything down. Don't even have humans alive. You won't have any coronavirus problem. All right, who's been home the longest? Is it Judy? Is it Austin? Is it Robert? Is it Hobbs? Is it Carlos? Who has been holding the longest? Let's talk to Joe in New Jersey and then Carlos. Joe, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, brother, go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, the supply chains are collapsing, coming into China, and we're relying on so much, as Tucker Carlson had said. I think there needs to be a real patriot infrastructure side of what Trump's trying to do to bring small business together, and they can find each other in a very easy way, kind of like you know, if I'm looking for the greatest supplements, I'm going to InfoWarsStore.com and find the supplements I need. But if I'm looking for somebody to maybe manufacture something, send me original meat, as in pigs or cows. There's nothing like that. And to set that infrastructure up, we need a big platform, and it can be done very simply, but, you know, there needs to be a platform to move that out.
Well, we do need to have more small companies, more infrastructure, and globalism has been designed to shut that down. Big tech works around the clock to buy up small companies, but also suppress them and censor them. So that's a really good point, Joe. I appreciate your call. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Alex. Basically, 2 points. One I'd like to make at the end with regard to President Trump, very brief. The first is when I heard about the coronavirus, the first thing I realized is that it was a virus, and we should not be afraid of viruses in general. They're always with us. They're part of our microbiome, if you want to call it our biome. And it's part of our very existence. We couldn't exist without viruses. Now, having said that, the novel coronavirus COV-19, when imaged, it features with SARS and MERS. So, yes, I do agree that this is conceivably an artificially made, possibly unlikely made, virus. But it is still a coronavirus. And I would like to concentrate, if possible, Alex, on how, as a human being, we can deal with coronavirus. The first thing we should know is that the temperature of the nasal passages are lower when you're elderly, when you're weakened by a lack of vitamin D, when you're in a position of just being chilled. So elderly people and people taking care of those who they love, elderly and weak, should have their feet very, very warm at all times. Get wool, get cotton socks, wear at night, and take a daily shower and gargle once a day. That will give you a few hours of potential protection against the contact with the coronavirus. The coronavirus is extremely tiny. It's carried by smoke particles. So you have to understand that if this thing is artificially created, they needed a place to release it where the population was very dense. China is a very good place to do it. Gaza in Israel is another very good place to test these sort of viral transmissions. And so I would suggest that if you have elderly people and you want to protect them, remember that they have to be given a means of boosting their immune system, and also to be kept clean and to be warm, especially in the lower areas, because the hypothalamus is right behind the nose, about an inch above the roof of your mouth, and that controls your body temperature. The runny nose reaction and fevers are the body's reaction to a virus that is trying to spread. It usually begins from the nasal passages onwards. So that's what I have to say, Alex.
And it's also good. I know companies are coming out with iodine that is put into the nasal passage, mixed and diluted, and also things like nanosilver. And obviously, I'm not going to be a medical doctor and give advice. I know that's some of your background. You're a smart guy, Carlos. You're a longtime caller. But let me ask you this question. What do you think the real thrust of it is? Because clearly all the leftist groups, Hollywood, big tech, Austin, Texas, Italy, now run by globalists, are all hyping it like it's the end of the world and saying it's Trump's fault. Is that just political hijacking, or was this launched and planned to do this from the beginning?
To tell you the truth, it's more sinister than that. You know, I do analysis. And what we have is a group of people that have been around President Trump. They've been around other presidents as well. But these people want war. They want World War III. And they are, in fact, this coronavirus is a very good preparation for people to get used to body bags, to seeing, you know, coffins everywhere.
Exactly. It puts us into a war footing, a crisis mode out of war.
What I think it is that some people wanted World War III to have already started, to have the blockage of the oil transit through the canals, so that they would in Iran, so that they would have been at the Straits of Hormuz, by the way, so that they would be able to generate a shortage of petrol, fuel, etc. And just,
well, I was about to say, why is it hitting Iran so hard, even harder than South Koreans or Chinese, where it showed up at them? Who knows what's being released in the name of coronavirus?
It's very sad, Alex, because if you look at in history, that if you transpose the countries that were involved in World War II, and you just move it over, it's almost the attitude is the same. But if you look at the same players, look at it. Germany now is Russia, the enemy. Russia is now China on the other side, you know? And Iran would be like Italy or some, you know, other country that was involved in World War II. And basically, these people, I believe you can name names if you want, but these people essentially want to provoke world war, and they want to provoke it for the intentions that they know best, is that is control of a world population.
Because the globalists believe they have a right to rule. Thank you, Carlos. Great call. All right, let's jam in one more before we go to break. Let's go to Austin, Louisiana. Austin, Louisiana, go ahead.
Alex, I've been listening to you since 2008, freshman in college. It's a pleasure to speak with you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You know, we've been talking about the various agendas and things that the New World Order has been pushed forward with the coronavirus. Like the other day when you were talking about Trump and looking potentially, I guess, the angle of him being poisoned. And, you know, I think about the only possible way that the New World Order, that the elites can take out Trump, can assassinate him without him being a martyr. And it's this. It's the coronavirus. You know, it's...
Oh, yeah, it hit CPAC. Oh, it hit Trump. They're all dead. Ah!
Bingo. Bingo, right there. And then he's the figurehead to initiate every single protocol and vaccine and the agenda that they need to roll through.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I'm not trying to put Trump down, but he's looked really bad the last 2 weeks.
Exactly.
He looks deflated. He looks sick. He looks haggard.
You're exactly right. Yeah, and you know, and another piece real quick, you know, I spent a lot of time...
Austin, don't hang up. I'm going to finish up with you. Mike Adams is popping in for just a segment, and then right back to your calls. And I'm getting good at the calls, getting better. Bam, 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 your calls. Only what Austin has to say on the other side, and everybody else, at Infowars.com/show, and Newswars.com, and Band.video. Glorious sights in the fight for free. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll, you know, I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out. out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it. And I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released. And there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why TurboForce has such a great effect. And so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like TurboForce.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hey, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like I'm not as bad to be. And I'm not surprised.
But the very nature of the internet is now everything you do is watch the integrated together, and the communist Chinese are now the saviors all over the world. They're going to teach us how to surveil people and keep everybody safe. Your calls are coming up next segment. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com is popping in. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Mike, you've got a really scary article up at naturalnews.com. It's also posted on Infowars.com. Breaking. New analysis reveals President Trump must lock down the USA just like Italy in order to break the chain of exponential spread of the coronavirus. All air traffic and road traffic must be halted. But, Mike, whether that's true or not, let's get into that. The borders have been wide open forever. The bubonic plague and drug-resistant TBs coming in, and Ebola potentially. We're not supposed to worry about that. I'm not saying the virus isn't dangerous. I get the globalists have created a huge hype around it. Clearly, you were right, and I was right, others were right, that it was going to be a big move against the U.S. economy and weaponized against Trump, and that he didn't understand that. That's all been proven right. So I hope you're wrong about this latest analysis. Tell us about it.
Well, you're exactly right. We have to block the borders, too. In fact, in that article, if you continue, it says we have to block all international air traffic coming in, and we have to block all cross-border traffic, especially with Mexico. Now, look, here's where this comes from. The good news, you know how people keep saying, well, why can't you talk about good news? So we created a publicly downloadable spreadsheet to run pandemic projection scenarios. And that's up on Natural News. It's in an article. You can download the spreadsheet. You can change the numbers and you can run your own scenarios. We've had over 5,000 people just download that. It's free. It's an open source spreadsheet. Now, if you run all the various scenarios, different R-naught values, different what's called social distancing suppression factors, different mortality rates and so on, if you run all those scenarios, Alex, the only thing that actually works to stop the exponential spread is extreme lockdown. In fact, and I'm not saying that I advocate this because of the liberty, the civil liberties issues. I don't want to be locked down. I don't want to have medical martial law. But guess what? It's already begun. Governor Cuomo just announced the National Guard is deployed. Now, medical martial law has begun in New York as of about an hour ago. That has just happened. There's an article up on Zero Hedge right now about that. So it has begun. The point is, Italy will break the cycle of this. So Italy locked down the entire country. In 3 to 4 weeks, Italy's new infections will plummet to close to zero. Now, remember how we said in the United States, we will have by July 4th, if we don't change course, we'll have 2.1 million deaths in America. I calculated, and you can do it yourself in the spreadsheet, if we have a 25% suppression of social spreading, then that number drops to 1.1 million. But, Alex, if we have a 50% reduction or with an R value, an R naught value of 2.4, then the number of deaths drops to just 1,300. We can get the deaths down from millions to just a few thousand, but it requires massive lockdowns, quarantines, locking down cities, locking down the entire country, stopping all air traffic, stopping all road traffic. I'm not saying that I want that to happen.
Sure, Mike, these models show, but using, and I'm not, it's the numbers we've got, using what numbers of death rate? How do we quantify those numbers and their provenance?
That's a 2% mortality rate, and you can change that number yourself in the spreadsheet. So you can play around with 0.5% or 1% or whatever number you want. But the point is, the actual mortality rate isn't that big of a factor compared to the social distancing suppression rate. Now, if the virus has an R-naught value of 6.0, which some scientists believe it does, then according to this model, you have to have an 83%, that's 83% stopping of new infections in order to keep this from going exponential. So how do you get an 83% blocking or suppression of new infections? You go Italy style. You do what Italy did. You lock down the whole country. Again, Alex, I'm not saying that I want this to happen. I'm saying that this is what the math tells us must happen. And if we don't go that route, if Trump just does nothing and says it's all going to be fine, then by the end of May, the hospitals are overrun. And then we have a national health care crisis that is way worse than having everybody stay home for 3 to 4 weeks. So you have to break the cycle of the exponential spread. And in effect, Italy has made a legitimate decision that will save millions of lives down the road for Italy.
So I
now see it.
Mike Adams, let me ask you this question. I go back to it. Lancet had a small sample, said 15% dead or whatever. We now know that's overblown. Now we're looking at 2%. It just keeps going down and down. You got a bunch of sick people that are already going to the hospital. Well, they're the ones that are really sick. So it's a widespread virus, the evidence shows, just like the flu. So some are going to die. Well, the folks showing up and getting tested because of lack of testing kits, it's going to create the false number of a high number of dead. I'm just playing devil's advocate here. What do you think?
Well, the death rate in Italy is now about 5% because Italy has a strain that has a much higher... and Italy is doing good testing. So a lot of this depends on which mutation you get, and since it's spreading uncontrolled in America. 5%,
that is just, that's horrible.
Well, right. And the other thing, Alex, and I appreciate you playing devil's advocate. We need to question each other on this. I really appreciate this process. But if the hospitals get overrun, which could happen late May, then the death rate skyrockets to 5, 10, 15%. So you have to keep the number of people out of the hospitals. You have to make sure the hospitals don't get overrun. Otherwise,
you've got to gear up for it like it's really serious. And I think you're right. They're saying, I saw that. They think it's about 5% in Italy. That is just doomsday level. I mean, 5%, folks, that will just devastate stuff, create total hysteria. But you're pointing out that them locking things down has now slowed the spread from where that was originally happening.
We now see in the models the lockdowns work. So people keep asking me for solutions. I know they're probably asking you, too. Why are you always talking about the problem? Talk about solutions. Okay, guess what? You're not going to like the solution, folks. It's a lockdown. It's medical martial law, and it's already begun in New York. That's the solution. That's actually what ends this virus in America. You could stop it in 30 days, but it's going to be 30 days of hell. Okay? So that's the truth. That's the reality. That's why China did it. That's why Italy is doing it. That's why South Korea is doing it. Everywhere they do lockdowns and massive quarantines, you start to see the numbers really taper off. Now, we have two futures to choose from here in America. A future where by the summer you have millions of Americans dead. That's if you do nothing. Or a future where you only have a few thousand people dead. That's if you have massive lockdowns. Those are the only two futures here
in the short term. But then if you're right, I mean, if the bad scenario is correct, which I know you're just wargaming, if that scenario is correct, then they'll say, oh, it was all a hoax because we saved all the people. I've always noticed when we do the right thing and warn people, then those that warned of it and stopped the crisis, oh, we were just fear mongers.
Well, look, they're never going to say anything nice about us no matter what we do. My goal here is to try to...
I get it, Michael. You certainly called that it was going to be really big for the economy and that it was going to be... Yeah. That Trump was going to get blamed for this. And just, I mean, they're doing it. They're like white on rice right now.
Well, the upshot is, look, the CDC had just announced a few hours ago that this outbreak is totally uncontained in certain areas now. And that's
we said that 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. We said it's uncontained. It's broken containment. That was the headline.
Yeah, exactly. InfoWars had that a month ago. And now the CDC is telling people over 60 to start stockpiling food. That was Nancy Messonnier yesterday. Start stockpiling food if you're over 60 and be ready for an extended quarantine. She's giving out hints.
Well, I totally agree with you. If you're over really 65 or 70, you damn well better quarantine during this because the numbers are clear on that. You're rolling the dice if you're 70 years old or so.
Well, the truth is now everybody needs to prepare to be in isolation for 30 days.
I was looking at my dad last night talking to him, and I just love him so much. And he's, you know, overall healthy guy, but, man, he's 70 years old, and I just don't want that sweetheart or my mom. She's so awesome. You're damn right. The numbers are clear. Let's briefly, I know you got to go, but I want to do 5 more minutes and we'll go to the callers. Well, Mike, do this. Join us tomorrow as soon as you can, or come on the War Room with Owen or David Nutt. And I know they really want to get you on. Thank you so much, Mike.
Thank you.
All right. I got Austin. I got Robert. I got Hobbs. Hobbs is up next after Austin. I got Steve. I got Bob. I got John. I got Tim. I got Chase. I got Judy. We're going to everybody, including Judy. She's actually up next. But first, a special report I just cut.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley's giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Just 6 weeks ago, President Trump won the trade war against the communist Chinese. And I said on air, they're getting ready to strike back. Then President Trump came out and announced that coming up on April 15th, he would launch a new huge tax cut for the middle class that would be sure to supercharge our economy even more. Well, the deep state has struck back. And they admit they're openly trying to tank our economy.
Panic attack. The coronavirus has unleashed a wave of panic across the country, evidenced by runs on hand sanitizer and face masks.
Breaking news, markets just opened and down 1,700.
Here in the United States, 607 cases, 26 deaths in 36 states.
Some members of Congress in self-quarantine.
We are at a critical moment with governments around the world taking action and companies canceling travel and cities calling off big public gatherings.
The Dow headed for its worst single-day point loss since
the Great Recession and the financial crisis.
The biggest one-day point drop ever.
With stocks falling more than 2,000 points.
The largest tech companies, including Apple, Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and Amazon, wiping out more than $320 billion in value.
The coronavirus weighs on demand. When factories are closed, people aren't traveling, consumers aren't out and about. Want to get a sense of what the odds are that this tips us into recession, and how should the government respond?
This is not a great number for President Trump. You see here his approval rating on handling of coronavirus is 41%.
Every hour, every day, you can feel the spread of the virus.
Here's the deal. This is why we're panicked.
There's a place called hard labor in Georgia.
Yes, it's a former prisoner camp for slave labor. And now the governor has announced the state police are setting up a camp for people that test positive for the coronavirus. The hysteria that we predicted 6 weeks ago, that we witnessed in China, has now been exported to the United States. And the whole thing is a giant fraud. The whole thing is a huge big pharma, deep state, Chi-Com hoax.
The state is also working to get another space ready, if needed, like Hard Labor Creek State Park. That means there would be places to care for and house patients possibly exposed to coronavirus. This park is in Morgan County. It's more than 5,000 acres, but the state is going to block off a section for potential patients. The governor stressed that this is an example of being ready and cautious. The hope is that it wouldn't have to be used. As of now, there are no plans to transfer any patients to the park. The state's even put in 7 emergency trailers and needed supplies ready there at that location. More materials are also on the way.
I say it's a hoax. Many will say you're the first people to raise the alarm and say this is incredibly dangerous. But if you go back to the articles and the reports and the live shows we did with top experts from around the world, including the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law and many others, it was the fact that it was a man-made virus transferred by Obama and Homeland Security in 2015 to China. And that it's a chimera, at least 4 different viruses spliced together with the HIV delivery system in it.
Wuhan scientists took the North Carolina SARS with gain of function, which is already a biological warfare weapon, and they took the technology here behind this well-developed SARS HIV weapon, and they all brought it back to the Wuhan BSL floor and tried to DNA genetically engineer it into a chimera, into a biological warfare weapon involving the coronavirus, the HIV virus, and gain of function. Gain of function work can only be done safely in a BSL-4 or a BSL-3 facility. So I think clearly this is the smoking gun, and there is no legitimate scientific or medical use for gain of function technology, DNA technology on biowarfare agents.
So there's no excuse that it's a vaccine test that got out.
That's baloney. This is clearly an offensive biological warfare agent.
So this was always China incubating the weapon there, transferring it here, using our open free society as a way to spread it, and then having the media and the left hype a stock market crash, something Bill Maher and CNN, MSNBC, and all of them said they hoped the coronavirus would cause just a few weeks ago. And now that it is, they're openly celebrating all of this. So now our predictions of 6 weeks ago have come true. How the words and deeds of the establishment itself, because all their tactics to bring America to its knees and to punish us for electing Donald Trump.
I've been hoping for a recession. People hate me for it, but yeah, it would get rid of Trump, so you shouldn't hate me for it.
I mean, recessions are really bad. People lose their jobs and their homes, and we shouldn't wish.
It's worth it.
But I mean, a recession's always possible. I don't see any particular reason to think that it's likely. I think, you know.
Really? Aren't we overdue for one by the cycle of economics?
This is such a misconception. People sort of feel like, oh, you know, well, about every 8 years or something, you're supposed to have it. Recessions don't come because they're due. Recessions come because there's some sort of overheating, something goes wrong in the economy.
But let's get to the biggest piece of evidence that this is all hyped up propaganda. That it's a way to stampede us like lemmings off the edge of a police state globalist financial cliff. We've pointed out for years under Obama and under Trump and under Bush before him that there is black plague and drug-resistant TB and so many other deadly diseases pouring across the southern border, and the Border Patrol's overwhelmed. Under Obama, they stopped even testing and just let people in and put them in schools next to your children. But oh, now, don't you worry. Those borders have got to stay wide open. Those flights got to keep coming in. But if you test positive at the doctor, why, we're going to lock you up in a prison camp. You don't leave the borders wide open. You don't protect the people coming in that could have had the virus and then wait till it spreads, wait till it incubates, and then tell everybody, oh, we've got to have highway checkpoints. We've got to shut the schools down. We've got to totally panic, and Ted Cruz has got to be a good virtue signaler and self-quarantine because he might have shook somebody's hand that might have had it. And now, of course, we learn President Trump was at CPAC, and he might have been close to the person that had it. He might have shaken their hand. This has hysteria written all over it. And now it's exploding, ladies and gentlemen. What is this story covering up? What other information is it smokescreening? Well, it came out 2 months ago that the UN's own top scientist admits vaccines are hurting people, and there's a cover-up. Major court cases have just been won by anti-vaccine groups exposing the fact they've never had safe or effective studies and that they actually have secret funds to pay people off. All of this information is coming out about the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and others, who had a drill in November of tens of millions dead from the virus, and now they have a bunch of special testing systems they're going to send out to everyone so we can have as much hysteria as possible.
Today, the greatest risk of global catastrophe doesn't look like this. Instead, it looks like this. If anything kills over 10 million people in the next few decades, it's most likely to be a highly infectious virus rather than a war. Not missiles, but microbes.
They intend to use this crisis that they've engineered to bring down President Trump and kill the American recovery. InfoWars has been dead on so far, predicting how big this crisis would be. The crisis is real. The crisis is huge because the coronavirus is the hysteria the media and governments need to create this wave of fear. How deadly is the virus itself? We still don't know. But as evidence mounts, it looks like the CDC didn't put out testing kits because it would have shown how many people already had it over a month ago and who hadn't died or who weren't sick. The CDC is working against Trump to first tell him it's not a problem so he would try to tell people it was okay. Then when he did that, they came out and said, oh, you didn't respond right. Now it's all your fault. You've also got three of the top CEOs resigning on Sunday night ahead of this. You've got all this other big, giant seismic action taking place. You've got indictments being announced for Hunter Biden and others. You've got Hillary now back under criminal investigation. And so the deep state, with their client state, Communist China, is striking back right now.
Well, that's most of that powerful report that Rob Dew and I put together last night. Deep state using coronavirus fear and panic destroy our country. We were up here. I was up here until 7 working on that. He was up here until 1 in the morning. Really important article on NewsWars.com with that video. Please share it. Deep state using coronavirus fear and panic destroy our country. And again, we're chronicling with different guests every angle of it. That's why it's not one view or the other. It's all the views to really create a synergy and a college of ideas. Don't forget, we've got great nano silver products. They're great for your body. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is back in stock. DNA Force Plus, all 40% off. Third hour straight ahead.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.